This is Sport Night Amplified with Undelay.
Okay.
6 till 7 p.m. Powered by SABC Sport.
Let's go. Let's go.
Let me introduce you to my guest over the next hour. He's CEO of Royal AM. But beyond and more than that, he's so much to football. Sinki Mnisi.
No, my brother. Good evening to the listeners of Metro FM. Good evening to you and your producers and everybody. And of course, SABC and all football lovers in general. And yeah, and the family, the Royal AM family. Good evening to all of them. Thank you.
Good evening indeed. Is the president listening? Did you say, Prez, I'm going there? Is she listening?
No. I don't know whether she's listening or not. But, you know, I'm staying in Tembisa, so I came all the way
from. It's 15 after the hour 6. There's a lot of conversations to be had here as far as Royal AM is concerned. You do know the coach, John Maduka, is no longer there. What became of that? I mean, I read so many stories. This is where you're going to hear the truth. And I'm telling you that it is the truth because there's a lot that's been presented. So the truth, according to what the CEO is going to be telling us, the truth according to what Royal AM, represented by CEO, is going to be telling us, but also a little bit of issues here and there, but largely as well, Prasinki, this is not just to get at issues. This is not just to point out things that have gone wrong, perhaps. It's also to say congratulations, because we're going to go to the beginning of what happened for Royal AM to even be in the DStv Premiership and look at where it ended up. That's a journey that's never been done.
Definitely, Andil, it has been an atrocious journey, very emotional, painful, but also enjoyable, considering what Royal AM has been doing to other teams in the Premier Soccer League.
And what is that?
Beating teams left, right and centre and scoring 18 goals on injury time. That has never been there in South Africa. And over and above that, you know, there's one thing that... when I sit back as Sinki Mnisi, looking back at what Royal AM has done, after all the challenges that Royal AM had, you know, we need to savor this moment. Royal AM supporters and the family of Royal AM must savor the moment, because to finish above the top teams was in itself a huge achievement. So I think Royal AM overachieved for this previous season.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we get into it. It's exactly 18 after the R6. If you're just joining us on Sports Night Amplified with Andy Lesinki Mnisi, CEO of Royal AM, joins us. Sinki, before the conversation we're going to have, I wasn't going to have this conversation, but I heard you exclaim when I mentioned the Kaizer Chiefs signed players. I mentioned all of them. Then when I got to Dylan, you asked me, hey, what do you mean? What do you mean?
Well, Andy, you know, I think before I even... Okay, let me deal with that and then I'll go to the other. I think there will be a story unfolding. Let me just put it like that for now, in terms of that particular signing.
Dylan Solomons?
Yes, especially that particular...
From player. Swallows?
Yes, there will be a story unfolding. But I will leave it to the powers that may be for now. Watch the space. That's all what I can say.
I mean, obviously, I need to dig a little bit deeper. I can't just leave it there to say, is the story... including Royal AM?
Obviously, Royal AM will be party to that story, but let's wait until it unfolds. Then you'll remember what I said today.
Is this
a tonight,
Is this a process that's already started? Because, I mean, the announcement has already been made.
Fine, the announcement might have been made, but I think everything has got due processes. So, yeah, due processes will take place. But believe me, there's a story that will unfold pertaining that particular player. That's all.
Have you ever spoken to Dylan Solomon?
Let me reserve my comments.
That's fine. You can.
Please. And let's just leave it like that, Andile, and concentrate on...
Does he know where the Royal AM most, offices are?
Let's leave all those, Andile. Please.
And no,
I'm
fine.
Appealing...
That, no, I hear you.
Let's wait until that particular story unfolds.
Okay, let me perhaps ask you this. Do you think... had this announcement not been made, he's the kind of player that Royal AM would look at?
We've got a number of players that were...
Would you consider him?
All players that would have been interested into would have been considered. But I wouldn't like to dwell much on that, Andy. Please.
All right. Let's get into the bigger one that you perhaps do want to dwell on. Firstly, to say, looking at the log, you finished third. Are you happy with where you finished? Do you think that that is a true reflection of who Royal AM is?
Yes. Yes and no. Firstly, I thought, Andile, for Royal AM to finish third was an overachievement, considering where we came from. I mean, the team had to be assembled in 2 days after the sale of Bloom Celtics to Royal AM. So our first match was played having trained only once, and we lost that match. I think it was against Swallows, 1-0, injury time. Then our second match was against Cape Town City. We lost it 2-1 at Chatsworth. Mm. However, there were so many stories, Andile. You know, I don't know whether it is purely based on the fact that there's Mamkize there, that we attract a lot of publicity. I don't know. But there were so many negative stories about what was taking place down there. So much so that people at some point even said Royal AM was going to be relegated. But if you remember very well, when we did this deal, I made a pronouncement myself, just like in the Glad Africa, when I said we're going to win the league. And people thought that, no, this guy is just fooling himself. And when I started firing people, and they said, no, but this guy doesn't know what he's doing. Remember, Andil, any successful company, there's an accounting officer who is a CEO.
Mm.
And the buck stops with him. So I thought in this Premier Division, I did indicate that we're going to be in the top eight. That I pronounce. Everybody has got that. And people thought, no, this team is going to be relegated and all that. And yeah, it's history. We caught the top eight. We even caught a bonus to go to Africa. Why I say yes and no? Because I thought we should have finished second. We were just unfortunate not to have finished second. But
I mean, it's got to do with those last seven games.
Yes, the last seven matches. But but considering everything, Andile, what we had gone through, it is a hell of a good achievement. And remember, the other matter that we had been fighting was still going on whilst we're still playing in the DSTV.
And I want to get into that matter, and we will, yeah, in just a bit, because...
To be quite honest, Andile, we did well. We overachieved. And I think it's about time that people sit down and accept that Royal AM did well in the Glad Africa and even in the Premier Division.
You say there was a lot of negatives, there was a lot of speculations, there was a lot of rumours that went about when you assembled the two teams, because Royal AM was in existence already when you went and bought the status of Bloom Celtics. Those players now had to come and join, and it can't have been easy at the time. One of the rumours that came after that was to try and now console the fact that there's two teams that have come together, the Royal AM players and the Celtic players. Was there ever a time when yourself, anybody in management, had to say, okay, cool, when we do put the 18 together, when we do put the travelling squad together, there needs to be this many players that come from Royal AM, this many players that come from Bloemfontein Celtic, to ensure a balance and to ensure that we're keeping players satisfied and happy?
No. If you look very well, Andile, when we started the earlier matches, most of the players who played there were Bloemfontein Celtics players.
Because that's who John Matuga knew.
Yes, and we didn't have time to look into, for the technical staff to look into the other players. But as we progressed, this is one thing that hurt me a lot, Andile, and today I'm privileged to say it. As we progressed doing well, when the team had blended, and then we had one Royal AM, if I were to put it deliberately, and people kept on saying, no, but this team is supposed to perform like this. It is Bloemfontein Celtics players. That is not true. The team that was playing there was Royal AM Football Club. That's what people must appreciate. I don't know why they wanted to cause a division. That team that was playing there was Royal AM. You look into the most sought-after player at the moment, Tigers. You know, a lot of coaches, players, you know, owners are talking about Tigers. You know, he's going nowhere. You know, The player was meant to remain at Royal Air. He's from the development. And he was playing. He scored against Chiefs. He scored against Amatax. He has been scoring goals, that young boy. And not only that, Andile. Then it was a blend of the two teams eventually. You had Nyame, who it's known, Mabuza, who played. You had Mkhize, the captain at the back, Manganyi. And then later, when the window opened, and then we brought in some players. Then, you know, some players were brought in, which was Makupu, Mahlaba. And how would I forget Mahlaba with the beautiful goal that he scored when we drew with Orlando Pirates 2-2 and we booked our ticket as a team then to the CAF. I thought we did well, and people should always give credit where it is due. Andile, Royal AM did everything in their possible hand between their technical staff, players, and everybody to make sure that they achieve what they achieve in the field of play.
This is no secret, Sinke, because it's been spoken about. I've even spoken to you about it. When players moved from Bloem Celtic to Royal AM, they came and they presented you with what Max had been paying them, what their contracts look like, and they said, here, this is who we are, this is what we're getting paid. What did that do for your guys' salary bill?
I don't know about the other teams. Maybe the team that was paying the highest could have been Pirates, Chiefs, and Sundowns. But after those teams, I thought when we brought those two teams together, the salary bill was huge. And then also again, Andile, when I took a decision to cut the squad, and there was a lot of flack and a lot of people saying that this Sinke Mnisi doesn't know what he's doing. He's firing Bloemfontein Celtics players. It was not true. There were other players from Royal AM that left, and I had to cut because as a CEO, I've got a responsibility and a duty to be accountable.
So was it financially based that you were cutting?
Everything. Players that were not playing, we had to allow them to go and find game time. It doesn't help, Andile, for a player to sit on the grandstand for the better part of the season and not play. Well, it's injustice to that particular player. So we had to allow players to go and get game time somewhere if they were good enough. And at the same time, we had to look into the financial position of the team. You can't have a bill of $6 million a month. And whereas, remember, Andile, there were also payments that we were supposed to do, like the Tinyep, money that was supposed to be paid by the president and a number of things. But I thought, Andile, that's why I said, you know, at the end of the season, though it was not mentioned, I said, this was achieved against all odds.
Did you believe those contracts, though? You've seen contracts your whole life. When those contracts came to you and they said, hey, I was earning, because I'm Andile, I've got my contracts, you've got nobody to double check this contract with, and I'm bringing it to you and I'm saying I was earning 300. Did you believe all of those contracts or most of them?
Andile, I don't want to...
You believe them?
Tonight, question the... I had my own views. You know, I had my own views and I'm entitled to my own...
What are those views?
Yes. No, Andile. My views were that I was not happy with them. I didn't like to divulge why I was not happy with some of them, but I was not happy with some of them. That was my own honest opinion and I'm entitled to it
in terms
of the democratic dispensation. However, Andile, I don't think at the moment it is time to dwell on that. Because
no, it's not. We're celebrating, but we're looking back at the obstacles you had to cross. Because these are all the obstacles.
We crossed that, Andile. You know, sometimes they say you must bite the bullet. We did bite the bullet and we proceeded. And here we are. You know, that's why I say, Andile, against all odds, Royal AM find themselves going to play in Africa. And that's an achievement.
Which brings us here now. You have done well. You're happy with where you are. You're saying you've achieved beyond understanding, beyond comprehension. You've got these lovely things to say about all these things that you had to overcome in order to be here. The man at the helm of all of that, the man who withered the storm, took the green tracksuit off and put the white one on.
Okay.
With the gold written on it. Was John Maduka, the man that had to say, I'm looking at a squad of 40 players, which I must cut down and let go of players that I maybe, you know, have a soft spot for from Bloom Celtic, and bring in players I don't know and put them together and make this band play beautiful music. Is John Maduk? Do you agree?
No. I agree, but you must understand, Andile, this is what people tend to forget in football. Football is a team sport.
Mm.
Yeah, everybody contributes towards the betterment of the team. It's not only the technical staff. It's not only the players. It's not only the supporters. Everybody plays a role, including myself sitting here. And the owners of the team, Mamkiza herself, she played a part. But I want to start by saying, Andile, coaches and players comes and go, but the team remains. So to me, it was not surprising when the coach wanted to leave. In actual fact, I've seen so many stories, so many, and I've refused to comment. In actual fact, it is the first time tonight that you'll get it. You know, people were saying they wanted to hear it from the horse's mouth.
Mm.
They'll hear it from the donkey's mouth today.
It
is the first time that you'll get to know what actually transpired. After people had said so many stories, this, that. Remember, the president was in Atlanta.
Mm.
And I remained, you know, I have not had the time to close. I've been working all out and all through. However, there will come a time where I'll rest. However, Andile, what happened, you know, just short and brief, because I don't think tonight is all about that. But I think I want to set the record straight so that people understand what transpired. I received a call first from an agent of Maduka, Newa Madlala, who requested that would we be interested in having a mutual termination of a contract? I said, no, but what are you talking about? Who wants to be? He said, no. I said, are you referring to a player? He said, no, I'm representing Maduka. I said, okay, can you put that in writing for me? He wrote the letter where he was asking for a mutual termination. And the letter was very clear. There were three important things there. One was that they were requesting for a mutual termination. Two, Maduka was going to serve a notice from the 6th to the 6th of July so that he can get his remuneration. Three, he requested in that particular article that he informed me, actually, that they had reasons that they didn't want to canvass. And that was that. Sitting down, I look into the situation. I said, okay. The first thing that I did was, okay, can you then ask our coach to co-sign that particular email? Because I'm not quite sure whether you are, the last time I checked, you're representing players. Instead of a co-signature, I received an email from the coach saying that he has actually instructed. I've shown you the document.
I've actually instructed Neo Madlala
as my agent to ask for a mutual termination. And I prepared the terms of that mutual termination based on what they had written.
But Sinky, I'm the CEO. You're the CEO. You've got a coach that I think you had a good relationship with before this point. Yes?
Correct. Very much correct.
He's a personal one where you call him and you talk, right?
And he's a very good guy.
And you guys spoke. You'd call him and you talk.
Sure.
So at which point here do you call him and say, hey, what's going on?
No, you don't call. The letter that was written said, we have got reasons that we didn't like to canvass.
So you don't want to know what those reasons are?
No. Why do you want to know? He's telling you, the person, that they have reasons, but they don't want to canvass. How do you force them? Look, Andile, this is very simple. I'm staying with my wife, right?
Mm.
My real wife, that I'm very much appreciative.
I would hope so.
To have given me this opportunity to be here today. I, she's played a very meaningful role. I still thank her very much.
Mm.
Now, if my wife comes to me and present documents and say, I'm divorcing you, I don't want to give reasons. You know, there's a saying in terms of when they talk about gender-based violence and all that. They say when a woman says no, no means no. So the attitude that I got was they didn't want to deal with the reasons. They just wanted to move out. So I honored that accordingly. You know, it doesn't help to keep an unhappy person within the...
But okay, I would assume as soon as you get that, you then have to obviously speak to the chair or the president to say, hey, kunentenje. Surely then they say, how, why?
No. I'd made a decision that the guy should be given what he's asking for. I made that decision. But I informed the president that, look, if a coach says he wants to go and he doesn't want to give reasons, allow him to go. Simple. Why do... He's not the first coach that has decided to go. You know, like I say, coaches come and go. I respect them, and he's been a very good coach, very much humbled. You know, he's got a good personality. He has done well. And the only thing that I can say today, Andy, is I wish him all the best in his new team. And, yeah.
When was his contract due to end?
Andy, I wouldn't like to talk much about that.
Was his contract ending this year?
Let me reserve those comments, Andy, and just say that...
Because what I'm getting at, Sinky, is a point where I'm going to say to you, he perhaps saw that, you know, the last seven games didn't go so well. We didn't make the top two that we're hoping
that's
for.
That's speculation, Andy.
Hence, I'm asking you. You're here.
No, I don't
therefore,
want
I'm going to be pushed. I'm going to be fired.
No,
nobody's
nobody
spoken
nobody
to
fired.
Me.
Nobody
I'm
decided
saying,
to... You know, no,
I'm
no,
not saying
I,
you
I've
fired
heard
him.
People saying what? That...
And hence, I want you to set it straight.
Yeah, but I heard people saying that the coach was going to be pushed. There's nothing further from the truth.
Had you had conversation with him to say, this is what we're looking to do the next season?
Andy,
looking forward so that he knows
let
that
me answer
I'm a part
what
of this.
What you are saying... In short,
okay,
and I hope this will be the last deliberation in this matter.
Mm.
I sent, you know, in the PSL, there's what we call club licensing that we need to complete, especially for the teams that are going to CAF.
Mm.
You're supposed to submit that. I'm sure the deadline is tomorrow. It was long. It was supposed to be on the 7th. I sent an appointment letter to the coach, which he signed. And send it back to me. So why would the coach doubt what Royal M was going to do? If you check, I can even get to the PSL, that document is still lying there. And on the day when I submitted, I also told them that no, the coach has left. So please, let's just leave it there, Andile. And
but let's move on from that
please,
then, Sinky.
I would
but come
appreciate.
Here. But come here. You said in his letter, he said he'd like to serve notice from the 6th of June to the 6th of July.
Yes.
What's the date today?
Andile, I'm not a legal...
Today is the 21st
yes,
of June.
I'm not a legal person, Andile. I don't know what are the repercussions thereof. I would like to leave that to...
But you understand what I'm saying?
No, I understand that.
What
the
does that mean,
is not
Gandhi?
There. It's not yet over. But that I will leave to the powers that may be.
But what is your understanding of that? I'd love to serve notice from until the 6th of July so
well,
that I get my money. Right now, is he still not employed
might,
by you?
Might has been breached, but that remains to the powers that may be whether... They see that that way or whatever. I don't want us to make to take negatives out of this. Let us just wish Mr. Matuka all the best where he is, and Royal M all the best where they are going.
Were you surprised by seeing him sign so quickly by another team when he was announced by Maruspec?
He's a good coach, obviously. I was not surprised. He's a good coach. Anybody could have signed Matuka.
So you're not surprised?
No, I'm not. I was not surprised.
Sent him a text saying, hey, good luck.
That's all what I'm saying. I'm still saying that.
Did you send a text to say, hey, good luck?
No. The president did speak to the coach and he did say good luck for everything. And he is a good coach and good luck to him. And no hard feelings.
Okay. Moving forward, you need a coach.
Yeah.
And there's a certain blend of football that I'm hearing you guys play.
Look, Royal AM must go out of the market and get a coach that understands the culture of Royal AM, that understands the brand of football, as you're saying, brand of football, that will fit, that knows South African football.
Mm.
Obviously, it must be South African because the other reason why a lot of people are complaining is that we bring a lot of foreign coaches and they've got their own style of playing, and the strength of South African players is not based on what they are playing, and that's why sometimes it might be a problem that the squad is struggling. But I'm saying yes, you've got to get a coach and who's experienced and who has been there and who has seen it all. It must be, you know, when you lose a person like Matuka, you must get somebody above Maduka, then you are serious in the business.
I've known you for a very long time. The football fraternity has known you for a very long time. Hence this question. How's your relationship with ODG now?
Very much good. And just to clear that also, you know, people have written in the media that we have approached Gavin Hunt, Owen Dagama. I think there was a third one. I can't remember the name. We're looking into talking to those players. Let me be honest and forthright. We have never spoken to any of those coaches. We have never been interested in any of those coaches.
So you're not interested in them?
We have never been
interested. Dan Smalisela also part of that because he also
been,
came up.
There have been coaches that have phoned, even a coach from New York, who was here in South Africa but is now based in New York. There's been a number of coaches that have called me, you know, asking for the job and all that. But at Royal AM, you need to do what we call headhunt. Yeah, there are coaches that we had interviewed, but you need to do what you call headhunt, because what you are looking for, it's something else. You know, the type of football that you are playing, you know, you don't want somebody who's going to come in here at Royal AM and play helicopter football and all those things. So you need a coach that will play the type of football that's South Africans want. Twitchy twatla, that's what they say. So yes, and yeah, but surely Royal AM will be working flat out to try and get a coach.
089-110-3377. That's where you can call us. And of course, your voice notes on 074-845-6650. Sinki Mnisi is in the building. He's speaking of Royal AM in third person now. We'll get to that. Thank you very much. I appreciate those and keep them coming. It's exactly 6:47. Elias Belembo was the first one. Sinki was writing down all that you were saying. Before we do carry on with our conversation, do you want to address those two?
Yeah, quickly, Andile. Elias Belembo is still a player at Royal AM. He's got an option. It has been exercised. He will remain at Royal AM. Secondly, there's a gentleman who spoke about at the end of the season.
He was relaying to
Highlands Park. Yes.
Highlands Park, but he was not relaying to that. He was talking about the Dylan matter.
Yeah. Maybe he's making a mistake. He must understand that at Highlands Park, I was a shareholder and I was fighting what was truly mine. And it was within my rights to fight what was, which I eventually got. Hence, the deal went through. You see, people are ill-informed. They don't know what transpired. I fought because I was a shareholder and I got what I wanted. And I allowed the deal to go through. They must ask the owner of Galaxy what transpired. We'll tell them. Secondly, you know, I want to teach our fellow black brothers out there. Even if you are a minority shareholder, you worked for that and you earned that. You must fight for your rights. So forget about saying that, no, because I'm a minority, I'm not going to fight. I fought and I fought a good fight and I got what I deserved. Secondly, in terms of the Dylan matter, I said, I'm not the owner of Royal AM. I did indicate that, you know, I'm not that what
but you're
you call,
the CEO.
Yes, I'm the CEO and I'm the accounting office. However, I'm not fighting. I just said that wait and see what is going to transpire. I don't know why is this guy so scared talking about fighting. There are no fights. They were not in a boxing ring. And that's it. But Andy, I just want to talk about
let's talk about when is Royal AM going to be announcing their players that they've signing, that they've signed? When are we seeing Thamsanqa Kabuza come through?
No. A lot of people are way offside about what Royal AM is going to be doing.
Please inform us. Set us straight.
I think I've seen something that on the 28th, I think the president will be back in the country and then she'll be unveiling what.
But the deals have been signed, they've been sealed?
Signed, sealed, and put in the cupboard. And then everybody will know, including, of course, announcing the coach. And then the other thing is that.
If you're planning on announcing a coach on the 28th, do you have the coach already?
No, the coach will be announced on the 28th. That's the target that at Royal M has been set. The coach will be announced on the 28th.
But do you have the coach already?
No, the coach will be announced on the 28th. Andil. At Royal AM.
Whether you have him or not, he'll be announced on the 28th.
Whether we have him now or not, but on the 28th, we'll be having the coach. Royal AM will be having a coach sitting and then.
A local coach, because.
I don't know.
But I mean, according to you, the kind of football that our players need can only come from a local coach, right? The kind of football you guys play.
Most probably, yes.
So it's a local coach.
It will be a local coach, but...
And then you said experience as well.
We need a coach. At Royal AM, what we need will be a coach that is experienced, the coach that understands football, the South African players and all those things. So yeah, that's that.
Sinky, you know, I'd like to think I'm a good listener. I'd like to think I really listen when people talk. Every time you've spoken about, you say, Royal AM will be doing this. I heard Royal AM is doing this. No. Royal AM. What's the future of Sinky at Royal AM?
I think I will. That will be the last thing that I will touch when the show closes.
Okay.
I will let you know what will happen with Sinky News.
No, I can respect that. Because in what you're saying, in what you're not saying, but how you're saying it, you're saying a lot. I'd love to take some of your calls as well, of course, if you do want to, you know, speak about Twitly Twatla, if you do want to speak about all things Royal AM. Yep.
I mean, Andile, I would have expected us to dwell much in terms of what Royal AM has achieved.
But we did.
And
spoke about it.
Also dwell much in terms of... even I, for one, I think I'm grateful. You know, I want to be quite honest to you, Andil. At some point, that's why I say I'm indebted to my wife, the beautiful Teresa. I'm indebted to that
Teresa. Sebulisa, Mom Teresa.
Yeah, Bamusetla, Komlichi, they gave me a woman. And you know, she sacrificed a lot. You know, I've been... not at home, traveling all over the country in terms of football. At some point, I was at Dynamos in Kiane. I've been to Cosmos. I had Vardos. I was in Bloemfontein.
In Usalala.
Yeah, no. She has been looking after the family because we had kids and we've got kids. And now I've been in Durban. You know what pains me most? What when I sit back now, my wife nearly died because of COVID. Because I was traveling and there was this thing that you can't get into a room. I would come in, have a look at her, and then go down to Durban because there's a match and all that. Until one morning I arrived and she was literally down and I had to take her to the hospital where she spent almost a month and 3 weeks. And she survived. And to consider the fact that she has been supporting me, the sinkingness that people are seeing, going strong and all that is through that woman. And you know, they normally say behind the success of every man, there's a woman. That woman is everything to me. And she deserves a break. And, you know, and I would like to do anything that I can do to her to make her happy because she's made me the most happiest man. And
I can see it. I see in your eyes. I see you're getting emotional.
And she's been there for me. And of course, my family, my sister. And the other thing that I've seen, Andile, people have been saying, this thing, I want to go back a bit, Andile, a little bit. In the Glad Africa, I fired the coach first match when we lost to Sukukune 4-0 at Makulong. I fired the coach. People said, no, this man doesn't know anything. I said, and I'm sure it was in this studio, I don't know whether, where I said, we are going to win the match.
Mm,
we are going to get
that.
Promoted.
Mm.
And the people said, no, it's not going to happen, and then went on. Then there was another coach that I also released from his duties. I continued. Remember, Andile, I'm a CEO. And people must not think that I don't know football. Andile, I've been in football for quite a long time, and I myself played football in the Zambak League long ago. And I understand football administratively and otherwise. I cannot coach, yes, I agree, but I know players. I can identify good players.
What is the process of getting a player at Royal AM?
Well.
Because you're buying players now and there's no coach.
Of course.
So who buys the players?
We buy the players.
Who's we?
The management deals with the buying of players.
Management is Andy Limpisane. Management is
Mamkize.
Management is
Sinky. Myself, yes.
So the three of you.
Oskov, not Oskov.
Sit down and buy players.
Yes. You see.
Based on what, Sinky?
Look. Andy, I can tell you now what Royal AM needs to go forward. I know exactly what Royal AM needs for them to strengthen the team. So, sure, it is the best medicine to do that. Of course, when there's a coach, the coach will have an input that I think.
But the coach is going to get there, the players are going
to
be there.
No, it will be late, Andy.
So then you've got yourself, Andy Limpisane, and Mamkize.
Sure.
The three of you sitting down and acquiring players for your coach.
Definitely. The coach is not there. We need to get players. We can't be waiting and saying that we must wait until we get a coach. The market will, there won't be players there, Andile.
Okay, there's so many people that want to talk to you.
No, there won't be good players. Andile, there won't be good players on the
Let's
market.
Let's go to Spamanda out in Midrands. Spamanda.
Wait,
Andile, what's that? Hey, I'm right, man. Ongsha, she said, I took all your time, man. Talk to me.
I know it's an appeal. Ukuman is Pamanda, I'm a trend. I mean, I feel some support is Santas, but Irani Emina Tanda, Nitanda Rakul, Ipolla, Interlio, Niki Rakul, Sabongabu, CEO, but man, then the Strello, man, which, hey, I consider the Pelute, a little political out in Madisela, man. Oh, Masambola, La Cobrana, and Sajabula Rakul, Andy.
And we spoke to Dan yesterday. You heard him. He'd love to go, I'm sure. Thank you so much, Pamanda. Let's go to Eddie out in Polokwane. Eddie.
Dan.
Hello.
Hey, Eddie, talk to me.
Yes, how are you?
I'm very well. Think is here.
All right, thanks. All right. Firstly, I just want to congratulate Mr. Sinki.
Thank you, sir.
For the job well done.
Thank you, sir.
And I just want to acknowledge him today to say, he has done a good work. He has proved that he's one of the best in our local football. Every team that he has been associated with from Tembisa Classic, you know, he has done wonders with all the teams that he has worked with.
Oh, Eddie, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Yeah. Let's go to...
Yep. However, I also just want to criticize a little bit. I know that he's not very... He's behaving more like politicians, and it's something that I don't understand. You know, he's not, his answers are not
are very not much evasive.
He's ducking and diving. I feel that there are certain matters or issues that I would say he's justified not to comment on, like the Solomon's issue.
Thank you, sir.
It's understandable, but as to why the coach left.
But he doesn't know.
He should be able to give us answers.
He says he doesn't know.
Why should we speculate? He should be able to give us
Sinki,
answers.
Why did the coach leave?
I don't know. The coach said in terms of the letter that they didn't want to give reasons.
I've seen the letters, Eddie. I can give you peace in that. I've seen the letters. I've seen the emails. I've got them in front of me. Eddie, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Again, a simple question like, when was his contract finishing? That's a straightforward. It needs a straightforward
I agree with
answer.
You, Eddie.
No, that one needs a straightforward answer. You should tell us if the contract was due end of July or
Eddie, I completely agree with you. But Sinki, it's not going. Jimmy in Makau and Matota and Krugersdorp, terribly sorry, but time not on my side. And there's one thing that I want to get to. With Sinki. Put in love.
Quickly, Dentens is one of the best coaches in South Africa, one of the best. But it will all depend whilst we're still looking whether we will, as Royal AM, will be able to consider him. That's one. Two.
So far, you haven't spoken to him yet?
Not as yet. I spoke to the agent.
Okay. That's what I mean. You've spoken.
Yes. Wonders, in terms of doing wonders, look, the man is quite correct. I've done everything of the best with the teams. And one thing that I can tell you, any coach, and mark my word, any coach that would join Royal AM, for as long as I'm there, the coach will be successful. That's what I can tell you.
What's
Don't
happening
ask
with
me
you?
Why, and I'm just telling you, any coach.
We know the story.
Yourself,
we know the story of the tunnel. It's
yourself,
in the tunnel.
Andy, like you can come and coach. I don't interfere.
I mean, it's in the tunnel.
No, I don't interfere when it comes to coaching.
Kaba jeninga tunnel in.
That's a fact. Whether they like it or not, and any coach that will join will enjoy 100% support at Royal AM. And that's all that I can. But
Sinki,
I want to
what's
say,
happening with you?
Look, Andile, the month ends on the 30th, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think on the 1st, I would then inform the world whether I will be still the CEO or whether I would have left and go to the farm to do farming on the farm in Mpumalanga.
We're gonna miss you, Sinki. You've been a treasure to football. You've done wonders in football. I mean, I remember I grew up at Tembisa.
Sure.
I know Tembisa Classic well. When you moved to Tlorko before Sundowns was there.
Yes.
I remember the training field. I remember you with those boys, Abutato. I remember all of that. And I think what you've done over the years. You deserve the rest you're about to take. We appreciate you. We're grateful for you. And we release you from football, hoping that one day you're going to come back.
Yeah.
But there's millions of listeners right now who want to say goodbye to you. And I hope that you give them that opportunity.
Yeah, look, Andile, like I'm saying, on the 30th, that's when I would have met my wonderful wife and the family and everybody. Then I can decide whether I still continue at Royal AM or I'm stopping at Royal AM. Or, of course, I do have a lot of people approaching me, all having approached me. But if I were to take an opportunity, if I had things my way, I would have loved to have the national squad to show people what I'm capable of doing.
As what?
Whatever position that I would be given in the national squad, I would have done something. But I'm not interested at the moment. Because it would look like there are some doubting Thomases that what I've achieved couldn't have been achieved. And I'm still saying I would have done anything in football for us to be where we are. But let's wait. And then, Andile, maybe I will announce. You never know. Maybe...
He's a good reader of people. He speaks to presidents and all sorts of people. What is your read on this, Aya?
Diplomacy of the highest level. of the highest level, Ndadi.
So what do you think is going to happen on the first?
I mustn't speculate.
Thank you.
I mustn't speculate. Yeah. I think I must afford...
You wait?
Yeah. I think I must afford Brasinki the same diplomacy he's afforded us.
I'm also having a contract that might be coming to an end. That might be... we need to renew. I don't know.
And I'm going
to
forget HIV.
You see?
Yeah, sure.
Brasinki, amongst a lot of things, you're an amazing dancer because you danced all over this interview. I appreciate you.
Thank you very much, sir. And it's always a pleasure talking to you and the listeners and Metro FM. And thank you for according me the opportunity and to everybody out there. Everything all the best. And we keep in touch.
CEO, ladies and gentlemen, of Royal AM, Sinki Mnisi. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate you coming through. I hope you got a lot of answers from that.
A media trainer's delight, you know?
You know what I mean? When they say media training, they must just send Sinki in.
But now, exhibit one. Brasinki.
This is how you don't answer, but you answer.
Exactly. Exactly.
He's out of here. It's Sinki Mnisi, ladies and gentlemen. Aya's up next. Aya. I've had fun the last hour.
Sure.
I've really had fun the last hour. You know, in the middle of big announcements and big doubts. Now those announcements are going to be trending with doubts because Sinki has cast a cloud of doubt over them.
Yeah. You know, I heard somebody was saying it's akin to politics, right? You know, politicians play with our emotions up and down. And we know football does worse, you know.
Hey, I don't know.
Football, we know football does
football
worse.
Football doesn't cost me 30 rand as of next month for my petrol.
Yeah, brother. On my way here, as I was driving here, the darkness. I don't know how many people are angry, moody on the roads. There's load shedding. 30 rand a litre. Mm. Yeah, man.
It used to be a bragging thing, but in a four-pipe. Oh, hey, chief. Now those three pipes. No. That one's valanga solo tape.
You know, when I hear it on the road, I feel sorry.
It's no longer a shy.
Like, I sympathize with you. Because when you are before the pumps, it's tough.
This is Sport Night Amplified with Andile.
Okay.
6 till 7 p.m. Powered by SABC Sport.
Let's go.